The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Baba Yakubu
and Priscilla Oswanza.
In the headlines, Electoral Commission asks interested election observers to seek accreditation from its office. PNC petitions Electoral Commission to reverse its decision on disqualification of Dr. Edward Mahama as presidential candidate. State-owned institutions directed to submit handing over notes to Administrator General by 25th of this month to avoid lapses in transition process. Burundi to withdraw from International Criminal Court, and Indonesia passes new law to wipe out pedophilia through chemical castration. The news in detail. The Electoral Commission says persons who want to observe the 2016 elections should first seek accreditation from the Commission. The Deputy Chairperson in charge of Corporate Services at the EC, Georgina Obokwa-Mankwa, who made this known, said anybody who does not seek accreditation will not be allowed to observe the election. Madam Obokwa-Mankwa was speaking at the signing of an MOU with the European Union. The MOU is to seek clearance from the EC before the Union sends its observer missions to the country to monitor this year's polls.
The EC, in preparing towards the 2016 election, has enjoyed the largesse of the EU in the form of sponsorship to replicate ICA cases at the regional and district level, quarterly, and then building the capacity of the media to enhance effective reportage on the electoral processes, promotion of rights of persons with disabilities, training of constituency probation officers. By this very act of the signing of the Memo of Understanding with the EC, the EU has recognized the importance of accreditation by the EU. And let me take this opportunity to also let everybody know that you don't just go out to say you are going to observe the election. You need an accreditation from the Electoral Commission. I want to say that it is only fair to request to observe a process to which you have contributed so much.
Deputy Chairperson in charge of Corporate Services at the EC, Georgina Opoku-Amankwa.
Meanwhile, the first batch of EU observers of 90 people for the 2016 December polls will arrive in the country from next week. The rest are expected by December. EU Ambassador William Hanna announced this in Accra during the signing of an MOU with the Electoral Commission. With the signing of the MOU, Ghana has agreed to be bound by international and regional legal treaties applied to the conduct of elections. Here is a report by Yvonne Atilegu.
Mr. Hanna said the EU team will be composed of both long- and short-term observers. The observers are to strictly go by the methodology which has been developed around the world. Mr. Hanna outlines what the observers will be looking at during their stay in the country.
The first part of the team will be arriving later this month, I think on the 26th of October. So it's a serious exercise of bringing people in and looking over a certain period at how things are going. I think they're looking at it in total, there will be 90 people in the EU observer team, coming from the 28 member states of the European Union and also coming from Norway and Canada as well, also will join under this EU umbrella. They will follow a methodology which is one which has been developed around the world, observing different elections around the world, focusing on principles of consistency, comprehensive approach, long-term approach of observation, increased coverage obviously on election day, an impartial independent assessment, non-interference in the election process, cooperation with the country, and openness in the findings, visibility in their work. So,
EU election observation missions have since the year 2000 deployed to countries including Ghana to observe the conduct of elections. The purpose is to assist partner countries to hold elections that are free and fair. EC Chairperson Mrs. Charlotte Osei said the MOU spells out the guidelines set by the Commission for Election Observers.
Very many applications we have received from domestic observer teams as well. For the domestic observer teams, the Commission will soon be coming out with guidelines for accreditation for that process and also a manual to guide the work of the domestic observer team. So we're very happy that with the EU taking the step to sign a memorandum of agreement with us, formally recognize the rights and the obligations of both parties.
Other observer missions for the 2016 election are expected from US, Canada, AU and ECOWAS.
Yvonne Atilego reporting.
The Administrator General David Yarrow says that administrative lapses and blood that characterized the transition of government after the 2000 election will no more occur. This is because strict adherence to the law in the transition process will be followed in case there's a change of government after this year's election. At a news conference to outline the transition process, Mr. Yarrow said the Office of the President, Chief Directors, MMDAs, Office of the Speaker of Parliament and all state-owned institutions have been notified to properly prepare the handed over notes to be submitted to the Administrator General by the 25th of this month. Mr. Yarrow said his office will take stock of all government property in the possession of state officials before the handing over notes are completed. Here is a report by Iravna Paha.
The Office of the Administrator General was set up in 2012 to facilitate the orderly transfer of property and handing over notes from the appointees of an outgoing government to an incoming administration. This follows the anomalies that characterized the transition in 2000 and 2008. The Administrator General, David Yarrow, said despite a lot of administrative challenges facing his office, there will be smooth transition of government in January next year. He said all state institutions, including the Office of the President, have been served notice to prepare their handing over notes and submit them before the 25th of this month.
Regional coordinating centers, they will prepare since office of staff office all this for them. Then the Office of the President, 30 days before the election, will now bring them to me. And when I get them, I'll make available to the President elect the original copies of the family government. We want the right to be there. So we are assisting by making sure that these things are well prepared. There was a lot of animosity and bad blood.
Mr. Yarrow said, though his office is not backed by law to prosecute any public official for misuse of government property, it will call for the assistance of the appropriate offices in an event of the notice of theft in any handing over notes from government officials. It is in this regard that all notes must be signed by the respective ministers, chief directors, chief executive officers, among others.
So also to ensure that the assets and properties of government are maintained in good condition, and general repair. Sometimes you go to an official bungalow that has been tenanted less than a year.
The Office of the Administrator General also asks for support in terms of logistics in order to effectively execute its mandate and the passage of an ally to back its operations.
Irabna Paha.
As election 2016 gathers momentum, the manifestos of the two main political parties, NDC and NPP, are being put to scrutiny. The Ghana National Education Campaign Coalition, GNECC, has launched a report on the 2012 and 2016 manifestos of the two parties in relation to education. The report revealed that the NDC's promises on early childhood education and the school feeding program were among other promises that were not achieved. On the NPP, the report welcomes the party's promise of collaborating with religious bodies on education, but said the party's decision to restore the teacher trainee allowance needs to be looked at critically. This is because the allowances cost the nation about $50 million annually. Joyce Jache reports.
In conducting the research for the report, GNET looked at the 2012 manifesto of the NDC on education and the 2016 manifestos of both the NDC and NPP. This was related to the global and regional frameworks on education, mainly the SDGs and the AU Agenda 2063 and other national relevant policy documents. It looked at how the promises related to the various goals and targets set in the frameworks. The report said the 2012 manifesto of the NDC made 38 promises, including early childhood education and basic education. Bright Apia is the chairperson of GNET and talks about some of the difficulties in the manifesto.
Then the area of early childhood care and development. In the 2012 promise to encourage the establishment of conventional and non-conventional facilities that promote the survival, growth and protection of all children. Then of course, looking at this promise and how it was crafted, we think that it is very difficult for a political party to achieve it because It is not specific and we think that it's not measurable.
On the school feeding program, the report revealed that 40% coverage has been attained. It covered 1.7 million children out of the 5.7 million in public schools between 2014 and 2015 academic year. Bright Appiah raised concerns about the placement of the early childhood education under the Ministry of Gender and Social Protection because it excluded such children from the school feeding program. The report said the training of teachers for the early childhood education was achieved, but the teachers are yet to be posted. On the NPP manifesto, the report said the party's decision to finance education from the kindergarten level to SHS solely on the oil revenue will be a problem. This is because with current fallen price of oil on the world market, that alone will not be enough.
Joyce Jetty reporting. The Ghana Association of Science Teachers, GAST, has held a dialogue to deliberate on policies and programs of political parties on the teaching and learning of science. The dialogue was to point out some of the issues that contribute to low performance of pupils and students in the sciences at both the junior and senior high levels. President of GAST, Reverend Kofi Ando, emphasized the need for education to be depoliticized. Amasewa Bediako reports.
The president of GAST, Reverend Kofi Abo, identified three challenging areas hindering science education in the country. These are serious infractions identified in most science textbooks in circulation, attitude and failure of some teachers to implement skills given them, as well as the low level of support by government to the association in building the capacity of its members.
It is sad to mention that most science textbooks on the market and in our schools are filled with various forms of serious mistakes. The seriousness of this infraction is that some of our teachers who are employed to teach the subject may not be well equipped to even identify those mistakes. Hence, they transfer the wrong information to their students, who will also reproduce this data to the detriment of their performance during the BEC and then the WASC examination. The second issue is that most publishers of the sciences do not do due diligence to the dictates of the books that they publish. On attitudes of science teachers, some of the reasons that we have gathered are: one, the child-centered approach of teaching science and application of the Bloom's taxonomy in text item writing and administration is very involved. And most of our teaching is peer child examination because they have a short period within which to prepare the child to write their examination. And apart from that, the syllabus is also involving. So short period, more syllables, the teacher can't engage the children to go through some kind of investigation to come up with their own results. We've also identified a lot of infractions in the questions that are sent by WISE. Sometimes the specimens they give are wrong, sometimes the questions are ambiguous. And unfortunately, when they go for this review and marking, sometimes they don't give attention to those questions that were ambiguous or those questions that were mistakes. And all this comes together in assessing our students.
Reverend Abo outlined a number of remedial steps to promote science education in the country.
We suggest as an association that, one, directors and heads of institutions must do background checks to be able to engage teachers in their respective area of study. Publishers must also liaise with associations to effect thorough editing before the books are circulated on the market and in our schools. We also want to call on CRDB to resuscitate the collaboration that they have with the association. We are calling on parents' associations as a PTA to seek the council's advice on the right books for the awards. We are calling on government to rekindle the collaboration that it used to have with the association. We are also calling on WISE to also do due diligence to their questions to eliminate ambiguity and errors.
GAST acknowledges that teachers in science tend to use the shortcuts in teaching where focus is geared towards preparing students for examinations and not for life. Hence, they teach instead of doing science.
Amasewa Bediako reporting.
This news comes to you from Radio Ghana Accra. The major stories. Electoral Commission asks interested election observers to seek accreditation from its office. PNC petitions the Electoral Commission to reverse its decision on disqualification of Dr. Edward Mahama as presidential candidate. State-owned institutions directed to submit handing over notes to Administrator General by 25th of this month to avoid losses in transition process. Burundi to withdraw from International Criminal Court, and Indonesia pass new policy to wipe out pedophilia through chemical castration.
President Mahama says he remains focused in his bid for a second term and will not spare any moment responding to lies and propaganda from the opposition. He said his works will speak for him come December 7. The president was addressing an enthusiastic crowd at the Nkwanta South District of the Volta region.
If you say, if you see the fishes in the ocean, I think the ocean makes a lot of noise, but the noise in the ocean does not stop the fishes from sleeping. And that is what we're going to do. In the next 4 years, we're going to transform this country into a country that the whole of Africa will respect. We will sit down here, we shall see any foundation. And the 4 years that train me, we are the two foundations. What two foundation in Vienna and AFR? I think why the more people than the foundation of us.
President Mahama, the chief of Nkwanta, Nana Akufo-Addom Kura, said the people of Nkwanta are overwhelmed by the many projects government has executed in the area. He said the people of Nkwanta will show their appreciation to the president come December 7. Nana Kura interpreted the name Mahama in an interesting way.
Our president's name is John Mahama. Mahama is a Muslim name. But for what he has done, I would like to interpret it as what? Mahayama. Akwai, Ayama. Squadai, Ayama. Ayasabia, Ayama. Entuye, Mahayama. So if you're Nkwantamantima, Atrepa, Nekeche, Ntiyebet, Sirete. Obechemu, Ayon Consensus, Mielu. Ayekwa, Ntubo, Anya Consensus. Nasoba, Bamwa.
Chief of Nkwantamana, Akufo-Addom Kura.
The PNC parliamentary candidate for Bolga East, David Apasera, has called for the immediate resignation of the chairman of the party, Bernard Mona, due to what he describes as happenings that threaten the survival of the party. He accused the national chairman of being responsible for the disqualification of Dr. Edward Mahama as the presidential candidate for the PNC. He was not happy with the inability of party executives to account for money and materials given out by well-wishers to support party activities. Mr. Apasera also accused his party chairman of striking out his name from the list of party candidates presented to the EC during the filing process. According to Mr. Apasera, Mr. Mwana removed his name because he was acting in the interest of another party to the detriment of his own party candidate. Mr. Apasera was addressing the media yesterday in Accra. Jonathan Thompson brings you the details.
David Apasera claimed that the PNC chairman, Bernard Mona, had deliberately planned to take the Bogatanga East constituency seat from him due to parochial interests. He said having contested that seat since 2000 to date, he had never seen the PNC so disorganized and at the brink of extinction. He alleged that he learned of the cancellation of his name after filling the necessary forms at the EC's office. He said Mr. Mona cancelled his name from the list of nominees to prevent him from contesting the election. Mr. Apasera described the action as a calculated attempt by Mr. Mona to serve the interests of another party. He also accused the party chairman of being lackadaisical in ensuring that their presidential candidate and the party as a whole meet the full requirements stipulated by the PEC for qualification. He also recounted monies and other party items unaccounted for.
Why would one treat an issue of filing or filling the presidential candidate's nomination forms so careless? My information is even that when at the party office, when it was all hands on deck to see to the presidential candidate's forms being properly filled, the so-called chairman was relaxed and sleeping in his office. So again, the question could be, couldn't it have been because he knew that after all, PNC would not have a presidential candidate?
That was the PNC parliamentary candidate for Bolga East, David Apasera, and then that report by Jonathan Thompson.
But the chairman of the PNC, Bernard Mona, has described as palpable lies claims by the PNC parliamentary candidate for Bolga East, David Apasera, that is responsible for the disqualification of PNC presidential candidate Dr. Edward Mahama. Refuting the allegations, Mr. Mona said he and other leaders of the party will not be distracted by the ignorance of David Apasera and whatever led to the disqualification of their flag bearer.
Meanwhile, the PNC has given a 48-hour ultimatum to the EC to reverse its decision on the disqualification of their candidate, Dr. Edward Mahama. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Mwana said a petition has been sent to the EC. He said the party is also considering launching its manifesto soon after the court action. He spoke to Agatha Asamoah.
We will continue to focus. Dr. Mahama is determined to be on the plot. All of us, the General Secretary, the National Organizer, the Women's Organizer, every party member is working assiduously and thinking outside not to advance the cause of our party across the country. Our party is to find out what is it that we can do to reverse this solid verdict of the Electoral Commission on our party. And it is my hope that the Electoral Commission will do the deed, get Dr. Edward Mama back on the ballot, and many other Ghanaians who intend to vote for Edward Mama will do so.
But with this letter, do you see a window of hope that the EC will reverse the decision?
It is obvious that the EC aired disqualification of Edward Mama, and I hope there cannot be doubt about it. This is a man that I'm determined to get on the presidential aspirant so that many Ghanaians will vote to get a president that will develop for them their future.
Bernard Mona is the chairman of the PNC.
The Ghana AIDS Commission has adopted a 5-year strategic plan aimed at paving the realistic ways of achieving the global target of ending the HIV and AIDS epidemic by 2030. The plan, dubbed 90-90-90, is between 2016 and 2020 and requires that 90% of people living with HIV know their status by 2020. 90% of HIV and AIDS infected people are on sustained antiretroviral treatment, and 90% of those on treatment attain suppressed viral load. The Director General of the Commission, Dr. Angela Eladas, announced this at the 12th Partnership Forum and Business Meeting in Accra.
The Partnership Forum and Business Meeting are held yearly to discuss progress, challenges and way forward in the national HIV and AIDS response, themed Sustainable Partnership and Resource Mobilization Towards Achieving 90-90-90. This year's meeting coincides with the first year of the global strategy to ending HIV and AIDS by 2030. The Director General of the Ghana AIDS Commission, Dr. Angela Eladas, says through targeted intervention, the Commission has been able to achieve sustained reduction of new infections, especially from mother-to-child transmission. She said the Commission is prioritizing local resource mobilization to ensure sustained progress in its successes, but was quick to call on donor partners to keep supporting the Commission at least after 2020.
George Asikri reporting. Onto the foreign front, the President of Burundi, Pierre Nkurunziza, has signed a legislation to make Burundi the first country to withdraw from the International Criminal Court. The president approved the law after it won lawmakers' support last week. Burundi's decision to quit the ICC follows a bitter dispute with the international community over the human rights situation in the East African country. More than a year of deadly violence has followed Nkurunziza's controversial decision to pursue a third term. The Hague-based court prosecutes cases of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity.